Welcome to Alchemergy. My name is Dennis William Hauck, and together we will explore the ancient mysteries of alchemy.
Okay, we'll start with step one, which is quieting. Just sit comfortably in your chair. Keep your spine upright. Close your eyes. We're beginning on the level of the body. We want to withdraw our attention from physical sensations and sensory inputs, and we want to enter that space. We've been here several times now, and we should just fall into it. Relaxing of the body, a softening of the body, relaxing the muscles, releasing tension. It's really just a process of letting go, withdrawing from the world. It starts in the body. It's just simple, really. Just relax. Let go. Let the body fall into its own place. And on the level of mind, try to end the constant chatter, thoughts, swirling chaos of emotion that goes through our minds. Just release it. Thoughts, emotions, memories, fantasies, planning, worrying, striving. All these things will keep us in the world. All these attachments, let go. Positive, negative, they will all drag us down. Just let the mind be blank, be present, relaxed. The attitude you're seeking is dissolution, surrender. Keep reducing everything to a state of simple awareness. You'll know you're approaching it, and that blank field comes before your eyes. There's no images, no thoughts. It's the quiet we seek. That stillness that you've experienced before, you can recreate again here. In this inner laboratory, in this sacred space, in this private place. It's empty now. Only you are here. Only you are present. Focus in that space between your eyes. Start feeling the warm light of concentration there. That blank field. That open inner space. And rest there. Go deeper yet now into the level of soul. Soothe our inner being. Soothe our soul by letting go of any nagging feelings of guilt, greed, pride, desires of any kind. That's how we soothe the soul. It's not thoughts. It's feelings and energy that we're letting go of now. Soothe the soul. Quiet the mind. relax the body. Focus attention behind the eyes in the most sacred space of light. Cultivate the silence. There's something here worth focusing on, worth retrieving. And if you've done that right, if you feel that it is perfect and complete, you can move on to the second stage, the reversion. And reversion means reverting to the pure spiritual presence within you. Think about the ways in which you've rejected the divine or the idea of spiritual energy in your life. Reflect on how you've failed to open up to divine energies, how chores and relationships got in the way. So we're thinking about how we've avoided connection on this horizontal plane that is above, that is as real as the everyday world. This vertical axis that connects all levels. Your soul has been damaged because of your connection with these worldly ideas and your denial of the spiritual axis in your life. And you just want to realize that and revert to your original soul. It's still there, always eternally available. And it's restored in this stage. Your center of concentration and focus moves to your soul. You still see the light, still connected to the light behind your eyes, but it's a purified presence, more real than just mind. This is your true self and soul. It's now part of the process. Once you feel that all levels of your being are present, you've completed the work of reversion and can move on to the third step, recollection. Recollection, we transcend duality and affirm the divine source of all things that we knew in our youth, that we recognized intuitively in the world, the divine source of one mind that is everywhere in the universe, it's everywhere in nature, everywhere in our lives, but we ignore it. This is an increase in tension and in will. This is focusing and intense prayer to connect and recollect this divine source, which will eventually infuse us, every part of us, body, mind, and soul, will infuse our lives with divine energy. We just have to remember it. It is our soul. It is our connection with the universe. This is deep contemplation. Practice inside the heart. And not intellectually. We focus on the home of the soul, its natural resting place, and the feelings and emotions that we carry in the chamber of our heart. So now bring the focus of attention from the forehead into the heart. Open up this chamber. It's easy to close, but hard to open. So focus your attention there. The feelings, energy stored there. All those deep emotions, all those deep experiences that changed you, that locked away in your heart. All those lumps in your throat that descended into your heart became hidden there. All that wonderful, chaotic energy there. That's the source. It's the nuclear reactor of your being. It's always there, but we're often closed off from it. And now in this step of recollection, we have to remember that chaos that is the basis of our being. Acknowledge it as wonderfully pure energy, not as emotions, not as incidents, not as trauma, just as pure energy in the heart, pure energy of soul, pure heart. And we'll come to see there's an intelligence here too. Intelligence of the heart, a child's heart, pure and innocent and involved in the real world. As you begin to succeed in this work in the heart, which can be chaotic, which can be upsetting, just work with the energy. When you purify it, sense of whiteness, lightness, and deep piety develops in your heart. And that intelligence of the heart becomes your private guide. And it communicates to you, not in words always, it's impressions, intimations, and it's such a precious thing to connect with. The wisdom of your heart. So focus there, reside there, move from our mind to our hearts. Persevere in this state of deep contemplation, prayerful presence in the heart, and you'll feel your own personal will dissolve, your own strivings just kind of wash away in the presence of this greater energy within you, this greater presence. Progress is also indicated by just feeling refreshed and renewed. It's an inner grace to accept. Gives you confidence. This is the place where Buddhists claim no fear, for you at the heart of all things. The heart is hermetically sealed. Nothing can escape unless you let it out. It's this churning energy of transformation. You can store and reserve and recollect. And this final stage of recollection is opening the heart to the above, to the divine heart, to the heart of the universe, to the greater soul. and you trust in the process and open your heart that you've opened to no one, but you will open to God. And if you feel your heart is open and connected in a stream of light going to the above, in a stream of consciousness, naturally open, naturally flowing to the above, sharing with the Father, the Source, you can then move on to the last step, infused contemplation. So this work now is like fire rising from our hearts, fire going up into the above, light, fire, our essence, soul, the fuel of our lives, the energy we reserve. We have recollected it and now directed it to the above, opened ourselves in sharing this treasure we all carry. So the major work of infused contemplation is opening up a gateway along the vertical axis into the divine. It's experiencing the world above, the world of spirit, energy, and source. We've long been distanced from this, through things we did in our own lives, through our thoughts, ideas, situations. But it's always there. It's simple work to open to this. It's the truth. And when we open this, when we open ourselves to this presence in the universe, to the one mind of consciousness that exploded everywhere into matter, that is everywhere to be found, that we can connect with on this vertical way, this vertical path of recollection and return, quieting, draw, all this enables us a direct connection into the divine light, the divine presence, the divine wisdom. All in all, we connect. And we connect. And we let go. And we are now above, passively present in the divine, fully bathed in that light, fully bathed in that warm, nurturing energy that seeks us and brings us to perfection. We have to let go. We have to rise totally into this presence, into this whitest of all white lights above the head, leaving us behind. A few memories linger, a few thoughts perhaps. But in that place beyond memory, beyond thoughts, beyond feelings, you receive the divine light. You let go from your own heart and separate into the divine will, the divine presence, as part of the universe, as any galactic light, as any star or sun throughout the universe, the hidden light in the spiritual realm that is as real is any material object. It is more real because it is the source. And we strive now with all our being to connect there, to end up there, to rise there, whole and complete, and give ourselves over to this light. And that's the process here. See this light, connect with it. Stay in that light. Turn your eyes up, your closed eyelids up. Focus on being there and nowhere else. Do not be in the body. Withdraw from the body. Be in the light. More real than anything you have. Exist there. You don't feel your will here. There's nothing for you to do here but be infused. Your search for truth ends here. You can see now it's irrelevant because this is the living truth. Each of our souls can partake of the soul of the whole universe. All we have to do is try to connect. Your soul is the center. Your heart is the center. And the soul of the whole universe occupies the same center. We were all one. We are occupying the same sacred space. Keep that current flowing into the above. And the more earnestly you try, the deeper the connection. Stay in the above. Stay in the light. Stay with the divine mind, the divine presence, the one mind, as real as anything you have experienced in your life. Spend time here. Commit to this space. Commit to returning here. Open up to this. And you'll find that it's beyond words. And the indication you've achieved it is that there are no words you choose to have. That there are no feelings you choose. You exist willingly and blissfully in the eternal now that is this light. Continue earnestly, fully desiring this union until all that remains in you is a simple desire to remain there, to become whole now. You are no longer split. You are whole. You are whole. You are home. The more you focus there, the more you keep the energy from your heart moving into the above, the more you look into that light above you, the more you connect with that divine light and that divine pure presence that you cannot penetrate with your will, that is greater and more loving than anything you have experienced. The more you can stay there, the more you will feel separate from the body and the world. This is ecstasy. This is being out of the body, and this is how it is achieved. you live in that presence. There's no time, no time limit. You only return when the connection is broken. When the light fades, when you're focused as long and as hard as you can, the light fades. Someday you will get this complete. But it fades. But the connection remains. This is the important part of infused contemplation. The connection remains. And suddenly, when you are returned to your heart, disappointed that the connection is broken, disappointed that you must leave this divine presence, this source that is truer than anything, you're in your heart, pure, relaxed, fulfilled, satiated, complete. The connection remains, so. And now, the divine grace comes to you in your heart. The light has followed you. The wisdom, love, and energy has returned to your heart and will heal you. It's so much greater than you. It will make you complete in your heart, in the world. It will heal your body. It will heal your mind. It will heal your soul and spirit. It will heal every part of you. This divine light that you brought back, that is now infusing your presence, your secret chamber, your whole body, warm with this light that is more pure, more real than anything you can experience. This light is perfect. This light is gold. Continue infused. Feel that light, warmth. Golden presence everywhere in your body, everywhere in your mind, everywhere in your heart and soul. Continue here. This is the reward of your efforts, of your purification, of all that you've gone through in your life, of the new things you've learned in alchemy, and in the old things you've carried in your life, and all those spiritual traditions, and all those teachings, and all that striving of humanity leads here to this one connection that can purify all of us, heal the planet, bring spirit to matter. And it's in you now. So just continue in the state of infusion as long as you can. you begin to feel changes, begin to feel how real this is, you've opened a connection. And you must continue to work on this and open that connection and make it greater, greater, and greater. And that connection flows not only into your body, but into everything around you, to everything you love, everything you do, everywhere you go. This changes your lives. This grace, this water falling from heaven, this divine rain coming into your life is solid and real. It can be felt. This is the transmuting light from above, the perfection. Okay. We'll come out of this meditation slowly. Sometimes it's difficult. And the truth is, you should continue whenever you have a connection. As long as you can maintain the connection. As long as your will doesn't interfere. As long as your thoughts don't interfere. As long as the silence is golden. As long as that goes on, it's your duty to remain there. So remain. Keep a part of your mind and heart open to this energy. And try to let it flow throughout the day. See if that's possible in your life. This truly changes people. And you'll lose it in the daily world. Sometimes we're overcome. So let us return. Not leaving that channel entirely closed. Let us return now to our computers and desktops and devices and worldly things. Okay, you can turn on your speakers and webcams.
But I don't want to come back.
Yeah, that it is hard to leave that, I know. Okay, I think this practice of infused contemplation is the goal of the medieval alchemist, and it is that golden light that alchemists talk about as a real tangible thing that can transform us. And it's kind of insulting to talk about it outside the experience. It's kind of too pure, too sacred for that. And that's how it was treated in the Middle Ages. And we've just skimmed the surface, of course, and repeating these meditations will be beneficial. I mean, it has taken years for some people to get into that infused state where the energy is coming in. That energy transforms you. That energy will transmute your body, and there are many records of that. Look at some of these people who worked with infused meditation, and just think what that would do in a laboratory when you're working with transmuting lead into gold. It works around you. It works in your situation, and that's kind of a big statement to make, I know, but that's how the alchemist pursued it. That's how I was taught in my alchemical tradition in Europe. This is what's taught in many initiatic traditions. This is what was taught by Akhenaten in his school of light, school of breathings. Some of these ceremonies took place in the king's chamber of the pyramids. in sacred spots all around the world. So it's more than an alchemical tradition, but it is a very powerful tradition. Continue this meditation, even if you've only got a small sense of what's there. But until you become lost, completely lost and absorbed into that light at that end stage, you haven't experienced it yet. So at least give it that much time. When you've lost all memory and all thoughts, and you just feel like you're in the presence of something greater than yourself, that's what this goal is about. But it has repercussions. You bring it back with you, whether you will it or not. The more you work on that channel, and the more in the monastic tradition that you meditate and withdraw from the world, the more that connection can be felt. And it's true, the materialistic world and all our work in the world will interrupt that connection, but it, in a lot of ways, that connection remains once you cultivate it. And there are many ways of cultivating it. This is only one meditation. I think it's a clear meditation and an easy meditation to use. And it also has the advantage of being actually used by medieval alchemists in their work. So in their laboratory, they had a place for this work to be done, for this prayer and meditation to be done. An oratorium, they called it. A tabernacle, a tent in the corner of their laboratory. And I have the same thing, and all modern alchemists have a section where this work is performed, where this infusion is sought for the laboratory work, working in the inner laboratory like that. So anyway, any questions or comments, and you can email me with any problems you're having. Okay. Thank you again for a stimulating evening, and good luck.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you all.